It's Thursday, July 8th, 2021, and I'm Dave Sobel. Two things to know today: data overload and the opportunity it presents, and Microsoft and Kaseya both not patched yet. And is it minimal? This is the Business of Tech. Forrester says businesses are struggling with big data overload. The international study, unveiling data challenges affecting businesses around the world, found that 64% of businesses believe they are data-driven, but only 23% are prioritizing data's use across the organization. Two-thirds say they need more data, and even more businesses state they have more data than they can handle right now. According to the research, 71% of respondents say they are gathering data faster than they can analyze and use it, yet 66% say they need more data than their current capabilities provide. Barracuda has released their MSP business report and highlights service expansion in 59% of respondents. Security and remote work continue to be highlighted as growth drivers, and that skilled worker problem will continue ongoing. Now, why do we care? Data like this is why I actually keep highlighting data management as a service to consider. Are you taking in the right data? Not too much, or being overloaded by it? Are you managing it well? Keeping access to the right people too? Layering in that security? A disjointed balance of we have too much data and not enough data says at the same time, and that tells you there's a problem and thus an opportunity. Playing in this conversation is a very different value level than playing down in the backups and patching world. Microsoft released an out-of-band update to that print nightmare issue discussed on Tuesday, which researchers say doesn't fully fix the problem. Threat actors are trying to capitalize on the ongoing Kaseya ransomware attack crisis by targeting potential victims in a spam campaign pushing Cobalt Strike payloads disguised as Kaseya VSA security updates. In that vein, Kaseya has not restored their cloud service, hitting setbacks that have pushed back the restart. The company has also pledged financial assistance to those MSPs that have been affected by the attack. The Dutch Institute for Vulnerability Disclosure posted in their blog this week that they had confidentially informed Kaseya of 7 vulnerabilities in April. Indications now are that the attacks led to ransomware on their VSA systems in less than 2 hours. Also of note, the ransomware demand has come down to $50 million, leading to some speculation that the Reval gang may have been a lot more successful than they planned for. The sprawl of the incident is too big. In all that noise about Kaseya, it would have been possible to miss the story of an attack on Synnex. They too were attacked, and one of the victims was the Republican National Committee, the Russian Foreign Intelligence Service is suspected to be behind the attack. The Babook ransomware is back despite announcing their exit. They have a new version of their malware and a new leak site. In that context, the Next Web highlights 5 gangs to know: DarkSide, Reval, Klopp, Syrian Electronic Army, and Fin7. Names to know. Axios tried to rank the ransomware sizes, wondering if the Kaseya one was the largest in history. Turns out, it's hard to measure an attack as information changes over time. Variables include the number of victims, the estimated cost in losses of data and time, or the amount paid. And Western Digital is not having a good run, a third vulnerability in more of their devices. The Biden administration had Ann Neuberger, Deputy National Security Advisor for Cyber and Emerging Technology, deliver a message to the U.S. Conference of Mayors this week. The focus, the administration's efforts to fight ransomware. The message, be more proactive and meet with state-level officials to test cybersecurity posture. Also of note, the president has deemed the impact to U.S. businesses of the Kaseya attack as minimal, despite being concerning enough for personnel at key federal agencies to work through the holiday weekend. In that context, 1 in 4 employees say they still have access to accounts from past jobs, and nearly half of professionals share passwords, and a third say they write them down, on paper. Now, why do we care? I'm working on a larger set of thoughts for IT services providers for an editorial that'll come out this weekend, but let's highlight something here. The administration is not wrong in terms of highlighting overall minimal damage, despite the wide-ranging hit in small businesses. In context of a national security breach, SolarWinds, or a run on fuel, Colonial Pipeline, the Kaseya incident is much more dispersed. Because it's spread across so many small companies, the impact is not felt in a single punch. The difference for me to highlight is that smaller companies can't write a check to make the pain go away the way a larger company or government can. As I highlight measuring financial incentives to determine action, remember that. The big can write checks, the small can't. Linode, a top infrastructure as a service provider voted by G2 and TrustRadius, has resources specifically for delivering digital experiences in the cloud with better ease and affordability while not being locked into long-term agreements and commitments. Their guide, The Golden Ratio of Price to Performance in Cloud Computing, details how alternative cloud providers and open source tools can lower costs and ease moving into multi-cloud environments. This resource and more available at linode.com/MSPradio. Thanks for listening. Tight on deadline today, so I will talk to you again tomorrow. The Business of Tech is written and produced by me, Dave Sobel. Like the content? Support the show at patreon.com/MSPradio. Want to reach our listeners? MSPradio.com/engage.